Yeah, the daughter of Michael Gudinski, Kate, talked about her family's grief at the passing of their much-loved father.
Yep.
Said she went to a psychic medium and that the psychic gave her information there's no way the psychic could have got. And it gave her comfort. Which is beautiful.
I'm fascinated about how this works. As someone with no abilities at all in that space, I'm always interested to see how it, you know, how it works.
Well, we put the call out, the phone line lit up with people who have had messages from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak to them in a minute. But first off, who have we got, Aaron?
Well, this is Mitchell Coombs from mitchellcoombs.com. Mitchell, you are a psychic medium. Welcome to our show.
Oh, good morning, Aaron, Ed and Husey. How are you all?
We're good.
Really lovely to have you on this.
We'd love to know how this all works.
Well, you and I both. I mean, I always say it's hard to explain. Hard to explain that what I call an ability, or call it a gift or an ability, whatever you prefer. But basically, look, not to quote Lady Gaga, but I was born this way, so I'm able to.
Come on, mate.
It's a little bit crazy, isn't it? Because, you know, your whole life, you know, when I was young, I mean, when I was 3 years old, I began seeing things that other children didn't see. I'd always see people and what I call green people, actually.
So, can I just say, straight away, we think of the Bruce Willis movie. You know,
Ghost.
You are no, so ghost. On the money with that.
The sixth
because
sense.
It's not too dissimilar to the early parts of my life. I mean, I was terrified as a small child because of things I was seeing. But, you know, as I got older, I said to my mom, you know, look, I was always terrified, you know, green people are back. And she said, look, they're not green people at all. They're God's angels. And if you listen, they may have a message for you. And, you know, and of course, as I've grown up and grown on and moved on in life, it's like, you know, it's very natural for me to see, hear, feel and sense the spirit world. So sometimes I will see the other side as clearly as you and I might see each other if we're sitting across from each other. Other times I will hear them as clearly as you and I are hearing each other. And other times it's more abstract. So it might be a sense. It might be a feeling. It might be, you know, a smell that I pick up on. But all of it is coming through from spirit. And if you look at it like energy, I always say, you know, the soul is energy. We are energy. And if you take the analogy that, you know, science says energy can't be destroyed, it can only be transferred, I sort of really like to have that understanding that energy has to go somewhere. And so in the cosmos, and it's a bit like a dog whistle. When you blow a dog whistle, it's inaudible to human ears, but, you know, dogs can hear that certain frequency. Well, I believe that some of us are naturally born with the gifts and the abilities to hear the frequency of spirit.
Mitchell, if someone comes to you and says, I want to connect with someone who has passed, are you always able to connect, or every now and then do you go, I can't connect?
No, there's been in my profession, I've been working as a medium for about 17 years professionally with clients. There's been maybe three instances when I feel I haven't been able to connect to a specific loved one. And there could be reasons for it. It might be, with regards to how they passed or what they're doing or how I'm feeling that day. So there's no guarantees. And I can't, I always say I can't call and collect. It's not like I can say, okay, well, let's get the remote and let's get you up on the screen, or let's get you here. You know, let's connect to this person. So it is very much a natural process, but I really believe that our loved ones in the spirit world are always with us and are around us. And if they get the opportunity to connect, they absolutely will. And it's all about healing grief. You know, it's not about upsetting someone or playing on a person's grief. It really is about bringing comfort. And like what Kate Gudinski said, her father gave messages through the medium she went to that nobody could know. It's, you know, it's not, I always say it's not Googleable. You know, it's something that nobody would know. And that's what a good medium will do, is they will be able to give you things such as names or how a person passed, or really specific detail that is just insane.